Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our giant April winners, Brendan Fleming and Donnick O'Connor, the All-Ireland Handball Masters champions. First of all, lads, congratulations. I know, Donnick, you did play a lot of football. You did play football, to be fair. I know you were playing football, handball a long time, but it must have been a great achievement to win the All-Ireland, Brendan.
Thanks, Umbar. Yeah, it was. It was great, and it was great to have Donnick back playing. He was a good juvenile when he was young, and it was great to have him back and raising the profile of handball again. And yeah, it was a great achievement and we're very happy with it.
And of course, handball, like everything else, really suffered in the last 2 years because it was hardly played at all.
Absolutely. Being an indoor sport, it was one of the last to come back. So we missed it and we're great, and it's great to have it back and competing again, and all our juveniles competing as well. It's brilliant.
As we've done it, was Mayo beating the final? Just fill people in on the path of the final.
Well, we got out of the county and then we played in the Munster final. We played Kerry in that, and to be fair, we kind of got over them handy enough. We had a home venue, so
that doesn't happen too often. No, getting over Kerry handy enough.
No, it does not. So and then we actually got a bye to the final because I think Connacht played Ulster, and there was no one from Leinster, so it was handy enough. So we were able to get a few games in with Brendan in the meantime. So I was happy to get back at it and, you know, get back playing a bit more.
What would your preparation be like now for a handball tournament, we'd say?
Well, I suppose you'd kind of, a couple of weeks out, maybe go and play. Basically, you just go and play. Like, you know, it's nice. It's not like football, you know, that you go running or training or whatever. In handball, you just got to play and realise, you know, the bounce of the ball, and it's way faster, like, you know what I mean? If I was to play Brendan there now, like, you know, I wouldn't, he hits the ball too hard for me, like, because I haven't played so long, like, so, you know, doubles was okay for me to fall back into, you know what I mean? Singles would have been a lot tougher, like, so, but, like, you just got to play the game, and it's a brilliant game to play. I'm amazed there isn't more footballers and hurlers in Cork playing it, because in the off season, it's brilliant for eye coordination and reflexes and stuff. So, but no, I enjoyed it. Now the last few weeks, we got a couple of games in, and you know, we were lucky enough to win it out.
And singles is totally different to doubles. I presume you both play singles at some stage.
Yeah, that's true. It's nearly a total different game because doubles is nearly like a game of chess. You have four people inside in a 40-foot by 20-foot arena, so you're just trying to maneuver it and find it, whereas singles comes down a lot to agility and speed and preparation. It's a bit like hurling in a way. You have to spend a lot of time in the court on your own, kind of fighting your skills. In singles, you're trying to pinpoint an opponent's weakness and exploit it, whereas in doubles, it's a bit harder.
And what was the duration of it? We said the doubles final, how long did that last?
That particular one was probably just under an hour, and then you could, if it was a very, very competitive game, sometimes it could go on for as long as 2 hours.
So you, as I say, you need a bit of the agility and the eye coordination. So you just can't rock up and play. You do have to put a bit of preparation into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose when you play it as a young lad as well, you learn the fundamentals. And like Dunica would have played an awful lot growing up, so he would have got the base. And when he came back into it, he took to it quite quickly again. But yeah, you just can't turn up and expect to play. It'd be like if you were away from hurling for a couple of years. It takes a long time to get back and kind of find get fluent in it again, you know what I mean?
I suppose, Donnick, having won the All-Ireland, the objective maybe next year is to try and defend it and do it again.
It's something I would definitely play in again. Maybe Brendan might do a little bit more practicing this year because it wasn't quite at it, but no, it's definitely something I liked, and you know, like it was 2 or 3 weeks out, so I went back in playing a bit, and you know, I have a bit of a graph for it, and it showed again there this year. I was meant to go down to play a couple of games, and I'm only across the road from it, like, so, and a different bit of a different fitness in it too, like, you know, so you feel good after a couple of games of it, so.
And on a broader level, a broader scale, handball in Cork, what's the stand? Is it strong? Could it do a bit more work? And I know there's lots of people working hard on it, and there's one of the lads out there, Peter Denny, but what's the strength of handball in the county?
It would be strong. Like, Brendan would know that more now, but like, I'd say if you were to win, let's say, a senior singles in Cork, you would definitely come up against four or five very, very good players. Intermediate standard, I saw the doubles there before our game in King's Court there 2 or 3 weeks ago, the two boys from Mallow, and like, geez, they were pretty decent. Like, they were looking at to win it, so the standard would be pretty high. Now, it's only in little pockets around in the county, like, but the pockets that are there, it's pretty strong. Like, you know, you do well to get an hour in the court on a Friday or Saturday evening in Mallow or Benny Desmond or be anywhere in Liscarra. So, like, to win out a tournament, especially in your own county, because in the pockets, as I said, they're strong. So, even a junior or junior B there, like, it's not an easy thing to win. They're all tough, and there's a lot of players playing it that you wouldn't know about, you know, because it's just in little pockets. So, I think it's pretty strong still in Cork.
And we did on a handball before. I think the last person we honoured was Katrina Casey, and she's made great strides in the last number of years.
Absolutely. Katrina will probably be the leading player in Cork at the moment and in Ireland, and in women's handball. She won the All-Ireland Senior this year, which was great. You asked about, I suppose, overall in Cork, it'd be probably one of the strongest counties in Ireland for handball. Even last week, our club mates, Bobby Vaughan and Amy Brosnan, won the Gaeling handball tournament, which was a brilliant achievement. So yeah, and going back to Katrina, she's been very, very successful and has represented Benny Desmond very well down through the years, and she's a lot more to give.
And did GAA give it support in many ways, I would suggest, by use of facilities and so on and so forth?
Yeah, they do, to be fair, and in the form of grants from time to time and support, and I suppose Peter Denny, especially mentor him, because like, I'm 25, 30 years playing handball, and like, Peter has been such a support to everyone across the county. So I suppose support-wise for the county board, he'd probably give the most, to be fair, yeah.
And finally, Dunnick, on another note, and we leave the Kerrymen off of this one. Great win by the Minor Footballers last night and on to the Munster final.
It was good to see them, you know, express themselves a little bit better last night. In Tralee, we came up against a tough, well-drilled Kerry team, but you know, we didn't get going at all. And I know for a fact, because I've seen them in action, they are better than that, and they showed glimpses of it last night. No, they can get better than that again, and they probably will need to against Kerry, but onwards and upwards, not really. They might have got a bit of confidence last night. They played some lovely football. You know, a couple of scores there last night, you know, they were exceptional scores, and that's what they're capable of doing. So look, I suppose we know what's ahead of us, and maybe they'll go for the challenge now next week, and I'm sure that it'll be a lot closer game. Obviously we've a bit of work to do between here and then, but look, we'll definitely give a good show of ourselves this time, you know, compared to what we did in Tralee, and last night was a show of that.
Well, lads, congratulations. It's great on the handball, and well done to you both. And we eventually got it done.
Thanks, Martin. And just to mention as well, you were asking Dunnick, is he going to retain the title next year? My brother is actually of age next year, so he might struggle to even get out of Benny Desmond. But we'll see.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks, Martin.
Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.